The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Tajay Spears, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast, brought to you by RosterWatch.com. My name is Alex Dunlap, here with Cody Carpentier, as we have breaking news in the legal tampering period of free agency, as words coming out about some of these running backs. We have DeAndre Swift now to the reportedly agreed in principle with the Chicago Bears, 3 years, $24 million. The same thing for Tony Pollard, now to Tennessee, 3 years. 24. Cody, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. These are this is some hot news coming in at this running back position that we've talked about. We talked about it on Friday. I've talked about it in other shows, and it's really showing you it's a vast difference and change to what happened a year ago and 2 years ago with this free agent running back group in comparison to the draft. So you can see hot and early. We've got a couple edge rushers, a couple offensive linemen have went off the board, but the focus has been on Pollard and Swift and conversations around Saquon, and it's hot out here for the fantasy relevant players.
It's a good running back. It's the combination of it being a good running back class in free agency and a down running back class in the NFL draft. We have gotten word, what was it, Josina Anderson just posted that the Cowboys, speaking of them, only Deuce Vaughn returns on contract this year, but they are not interested in the top of the running back market. We also have so something to keep in mind there. Maybe they have a rookie they're interested in. We've talked about before the possibility of Jonathan Brooks from Texas. We know that their team doctor indeed did his knee surgery to replace that, to repair that ACL tear from back in November as he was trying to run for the Doak Walker Award. So Connor J. Hughes just tweeted that there are increased rumblings that the Eagles are willing to go north of $12 million annually for Saquon Barkley per sources. That's higher than the Texans. So that was the thought, right, Cody? It was looking like Eagles, Texans. Now it's being reported by Connor J. Hughes, of course, who covers the Jets and the Giants, saying that – so his sources are pretty obviously, you know, Giants sources. So what they're hearing now is $12 million annually is what the Eagles are willing to go north of. That's higher than the Texans, which are believed to be near $11 million is sort of their high water mark. So what he says is that the sentiment was always that Barkley would give the Giants a chance to match slash do better with Shane, with Joe Shane, keep Barkley away from a division rival. So we have that going on now as subtext as well. So it's like, man, the top of the running back market is getting hit right now. This is what's happening. I guess, do you want to start by talking about Swift? Do you want to talk about Pollard, how it relates to Spears?
Let's continue in this, like the angle we're at right now, which is kind of the NFC East. You brought up Pollard, you brought up Saquon, and there was notes of the Giants being interested in Pollard. So it kind of tells you the conversation they were in, right? Pollard signs for about $8 million average with Tennessee, and New York was in the conversation. Now, obviously, they weren't going to get up to $8 million, but it kind of shows you the target range at which they're willing to spend. They're not looking at spending $11, $12 million to bring Saquon back, who you would think that would be the natural fit because he's been there, la-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it kind of shows you the range that New York's looking at, as well as Minnesota. Minnesota was rumored to be in the same conversations with the Pollards. So you're looking probably those guys looking at that $6, $7 million range. I don't know if that puts them in the Eckler conversation or the Henry conversation, but what do you make of that just dichotomy right there of just seeing, you know, the Giants are looking at Pollard, The Eagles are looking at Saquon staying in division for both of those situations, and neither team. We'll see if Philadelphia gets Saquon, but that's kind of a weird dichotomy.
Yeah, well, I mean, so is Derek? I mean, what? So Derek Henry, like, we have, what's up, Sandman in the chat? He's like, there's all the rumors about him to the Ravens. Do you think that if the Saquon Barkley is going to get 12, what do you think that Josh Jacobs is going to be? Because we had kind of joked about the fact that all these guys are going to try and get 10. Now we have it coming out. Well, we have the dudes who we were expected to be sort of the middle tier guys, but the upper middle tier guys and Pollard and in Saquon. And I was kind of considering Barkley in that sort of upper tier, right? But Pollard and Swift, who I kind of had in a different category, right? Then I had Pollard projected to maybe make a little bit more than Swift. Both of those guys, the market's showing us that they're valued at 8 as far as, and you know, that's not, I don't, I have you seen the guaranteed money on that? I haven't seen the guaranteed money.
The only guaranteed I saw was Swift at 15. I have not seen the guaranteed on Tony Pollard, but I did see another deal that just came in at the wide receiver position. If you want to talk about that one.
What is it? I didn't see it.
Gabe Davis signs 3-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, so that means that there's going to be no – they're not going to – so Ridley's gone. They owe right now – I think I said it was a fourth to the Falcons on Friday, but I think I read that back and it was a third to the Falcons that they're going to owe regardless. Yep. But if they were to extend Ridley before, then that turns into a 2. So, yeah, Ridley's going to be out. Be interested to hear the numbers on the Gabe. Do you see any numbers on the Gabe Davis?
No, it just broke. Ian Rapoport just broke it. I'm sure the numbers will come here in just about a minute. But Tony, what do you we were talking about Tony Pollard a minute ago, and I kind of jumped off of it. But we talked about that exact landing spot, like I think 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, of him going to play with Spears. And we've talked about how Spears' value right now on Underdog is far too high. And I think that this is the perfect situation for both Spears and Pollard because, like I said, Spears is being completely overpriced right now, and neither of these guys are the modern Bell, Zeke, the guys that can take 300-plus carries. But together, do you think this can be – for fantasy, you know, they're probably, it feels to me, both likely guys to possibly crest top 24 as far as top 24 finishes at the running back position in 2024 – do you think it's kind of a tough question, kind of a tough thought here. Do you think they can both pay off when the values and the prices come down to earth?
Man, I'm just looking at the, cause I'm having the best ball cheat sheet. I was trying to get it up today. I should have known that there was no way we could do this. We're going to have to reassess some of this stuff. So what I did was I moved Tyjae Spears. You have to, at this point, you have to move him down from where he was. I don't have the Underdog ADP pulled up because I'm just looking at our sheet, which I've manually changed since then.
Yep.
But I think right now you have to look at him in half point PPR as somebody you take around that kind of we don't know what's going to happen with Mixon, but I think maybe in that Joe Mixon, Ramondre Stevenson, James Conner type of area. I see Pollard maybe more up there in that murky area of, you know, maybe where Eckler's going a little bit higher since we don't know where Eckler's going to end up. Nick Chubb, where we don't know how his recovery is coming exactly there for the Browns. Yeah. I think probably somewhere in there for Pollard. I think Spears is down just a little bit from Pollard because Pollard is the one who they've, you know, and look, this got us in, this can get you into trouble by saying, look, he's, you know, they paid him this in free agency. They've told us what they think about him, that, you know, that reminds you a lot of what we said about Miles Sanders last year or what people were saying about that last year, right? Just by saying that, you know, they're giving him this much money. They've given him this contract. They're telling us what they want to do. So we can't go overboard with that. But I think to some degree, you do have Tyjae Spears, who doesn't have an ACL in his right knee and who they probably, you know, it was the first thing that it was the first thing mentioned about him by Rand Carthen. Right. When he's saying all anybody talked about this time last year was his knee. You know, he didn't miss a practice. He didn't do like that's fine. That's great. But hey, man, you're awful. Like the lady doth protest too much. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like if it wasn't kind of on the front of your mind, you wouldn't be that defensive mm-hmm. about it. And so I think that this is fine. And, you know, somebody made a funny, I think it was Pete Overzet on Twitter, made a funny kind of statement. He said, the Titans are bringing in Tony Pollard, so Tajay Spears doesn't turn into Tony Pollard, right? Almost like, hey, let's get Derrick Henry out of here. Kind of like, let's get Zeke out of here, right? And let's let Pollard feed, all right? Or let's let Pollard feast. This in the same way of saying, let's get Derrick Henry out of here and let's let Tajay Spears feast. Well, maybe that's not the best idea. I think that they can complement each other fine. The problem is that Dallas's offensive line, of course, hasn't been as good lately as it was during the heyday of the Dallas offensive line, but they're still better than what Tennessee is rolling out, you know? And so it'll be interesting to see. Both these guys are pretty similar with the charts you've seen people put out with the forced missed tackles per attempt, things like that. So who we see at the goal line role, who, like, all that stuff is still really to be determined. The one thing that we know is that Tajay Spears definitely better as a pass catching weapon than Pollard, for sure.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We have some breaking news for a non-Fantasy 11 guy, so let's go through it really quickly. With 4 years, $110 million, with $85 million guaranteed for Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle from Miami, going to
where?
The Raiders. That is a David Mulligetta. That's a David Mulligetta special right there. Four years.
Mulligetta, hook him, buddy. All right, man.
But Alex, a Longhorn that we've talked about a lot.
Text Mulligetta, just one of those bricks of money, man. Just the emoji. Good for him, dog. God,
85 guaranteed is pretty sick compared to a $110 million contract for a defensive tackle. Wilkins deserved it, obviously. But the other running back in this conversation that signed this morning for the same contract, 3-for-24, DeAndre Swift. Does this nuke Roschon, or should we be viewing Roschon similarly to Tajay Spears?
No, because I think – well, all right, so we know that Khalil Herbert – Greg Gabriel was tweeting about this earlier, and Greg Gabriel can be kind of cockamamie at times, but he knows people inside that building, and he's been on the pod. He's a friend of ours here, so I know he takes a lot of slings and arrows and stuff, but you know he's cool with me. He said that, look, Khalil Herbert was always going to be going after next year, right? Because you know they say he can't pass protect, and he's not as good a pass catcher as Roschon Johnson. I think this certainly spells the end of the. There were some people that said they might try and bring back Deontay Foreman, which to me never made much sense.
No,
to me this feels like DeAndre Swift is the 1A, and that Roschon Johnson, I think they just see him as their sort of, you know, third down
1B.
Third down back, and it definitely hurts him. I had to move him down. As far as DeAndre Swift, though, I didn't move him up too very much, Cody. I wonder if, like, because he's right there with, like, the Raheem Mostert and Javonte Williams of the world and Najee Harris and Connor, and you wonder, all right, with Swift, again, they're paying him the money, so you have to take that into consideration. But it also, I mean, it's going to be a three-way black backfield. At least with Tennessee right now, we don't know that they're going to be bringing in somebody else. It is going to be some kind of three-way split. So,
what are the odds?
What do you think? I mean, do you think that Swift should be above James Conner and Najee Harris and stuff now?
I'm not ready to put him ahead of Najee. I think Conner is still in a situation that they're going to try and bring somebody else in to add to that room. But Herbert's only got $34,000, not $34,000. $3,400? No, $34,000. I suppose on that type of a contract where he's only due like $1 million, it's not really, that doesn't really incentivize them to cut him. They don't really need the money.
Maybe they keep him and they just kind of relegate him to sort of the same role that Deontay was kind of
sit in back with, and wait
every now and then. He might get a spot start because these guys are banged up, or you know what I mean? Like, it could be something like that, but I don't anticipate them. You know, I believe Greg Gabriel when he says he doesn't anticipate them getting rid of him until 2025. So do you like DeAndre Swift within a possible three back committee better than James Conner, who doesn't have any real competition? I mean, do you care about Michael Carter or Amari DeMarco?
Not right now. No, right now. No, right now. You take Conner in seasonal. Yes, of course you take Conner in seasonal right now, but I think, like I said, when the draft comes around, I think you're going to see somebody land there. I don't know who it's going to be, whether it's Cody Schrader or it's, you know, Jalen Wright. I think there's an opportunity for someone to get there and take some of those opportunities away. I how I am about these older guys. I don't love these older running backs when they get to a certain spot, unless they're outliers like a Derrick Henry or something like that. So it's a lot tougher for me to say I'm in on a James Conner. I think what Swift did last year showed us that he could do it when the ball was gifted to him. And if they continue to work on this offensive line, the offensive line should be healthier this year in Chicago. There's going to be more opportunities for him. And they just paid him $8 million a year for 3 years with $15 million guaranteed. We talk about this every year. When the draft comes around, the draft is the number one tell of what these franchises are trying to do. Another tell is where they spend their money. And they're spending a lot of money on a running back, which is not something generally done. Our friend Ian Harditz over at Fantasy Life tweeted out the list. He does it every year when these running backs sign, and it's a list of the most recent running backs since 2016 to get the largest running back contracts. And the list is bad. It's not a very good hit rate.
It's like the Jerick McKinnons and the Miles Sanderses, and yeah.
Le'Veon Bell to the Jets, Chris Ivory to the Jags, McKinnon to the Niners, Lamar Miller. Last year, Miles Sanders to the Carolina Panthers, DeAndre Swift, and of course, Tony Pollard. So the hit rate's not great on that list, but Swift's only 25 years old, and I think there's still a lot of tread on the tires, still a lot of opportunities in Chicago, even with the thought that they still could draft Caleb Williams. They will likely draft Caleb Williams and potentially add another receiver to this receiving room.
Hey, before we – so we talked about those two guys. Barkley, man – I mean, I think Barkley, that would be a good I think it would increase his value to where, he's going after Devon Achane right now. I think if he goes to Philadelphia, we got to get him above Achane, right? I'm taking Saquon Barkley in Philly above Achane. It's like I might even think about him around where Kyren Williams is going with the concerns I have about Kyren. In Philly, but behind the best offensive line that he's ever played behind, I mean, I just
– yeah.
I know that they're losing some really key pieces, right? Especially there in the middle, but it's like, gosh, I think Barkley, man, if you've been able to get him where he's going right now in best ball, where it's like, you know, right. He's going to the 2-3 turn. It's like, that needs to come up. He needs to be somebody, you know, for sure. Let's see. One other thing too, is just really quickly. And I know you got a hard out here to, you know, get going, but with no Gabe Davis, what do we make of this now? What do we make of the receiving core in Buffalo? Because they have Diggs, but there's been all the talk about, you know, there's been talk about Diggs possibly being malcontented. Khalil Shakir, but, you know, he plays out of the slot. They took Justin Shorter last season, I believe in the fifth. It was a day three pick. Who else do they even have?
They have KJ Hamler on a futures deal.
Oh, and Sherfield.
Yep.
The Bills need a wide receiver, homie.
Big time. And the free agency group is not, you know, they're not going to go with Chark. They're not going to get MBS. Michael Thomas at this certain stage doesn't really fit. Are they going to get Hollywood Brown? Yeah. This has all the writing on the wall, and we've seen this mocked 100 times already of like a Brian Thomas type here in the late half of the first round. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, I mean, Brian Thomas probably makes more sense than DJ Chark. You get a DJ Chark type with upside, right? All right. And then one final thing, unless there's any other news that kind of came out, anything that's come up?
No news has came out yet.
Okay. Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh. You think he wins the job, right?
Yeah. I was on the Player Profiler Sonic Truth Dynasty podcast this morning talking about this, and you got Vetmin, but what do we know, man, about Mike Tomlin? Every single position, maybe outside of TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, every single position is up for competition in Pittsburgh at all times. However, first percentile hand size for Kenny Pickett, 90th percentile hand size for Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson's winning this job by the second week of training camp, and it ain't even going to be a question.
And it's big for George Pickens, right? Just because Russell Wilson and the deep ball. I know they're going to want to run it probably more with Arthur Smith and stuff like that. But gosh, man, it's got to be good for our dog George Pickens, right?
100%. I don't see a role where he doesn't. He's already the clear cut one, but if you look at the situation right now, it's side by side. We saw spurts in games from Cortland Sutton with Russ. We obviously saw opportunities with DK Metcalf. My question would be, Alex, is Diontae Johnson the starting number two? I think he's a number two. I think Pickens is the one. Is Diontae Johnson the starting number two in Pittsburgh when the season begins, or are they going to trade him away and end up drafting somebody?
Well, you know what I would say to that. Yeah, I say, get Mr. Vlad McConkey in town.